A Path to True Happiness, given by Venerable Jin Gong. What is Buddhism? Buddhism is the most profound and wholesome education directed by the Buddha towards all people. The content in Shakyamuni Buddha's 49 years of teaching describes the true face of life and the universe. Life refers to oneself. Universe refers to our living environment. The teachings directly relate to our own lives and surroundings. Those who possess a complete and proper understanding of life and the universe are called Buddhas or Bodhisattvas. Those who lack the understanding are called worldly people. Cultivation is changing the way we think, speak, and act towards people and matters from an erroneous way to a proper way. The guideline for cultivation is understanding, proper views, and purity. Understanding is without delusion. Proper views is without deviation. And purity is without pollution. This can be achieved by practicing the three learnings of self-discipline, concentration, and wisdom. The three basic conditions are the foundation of cultivation and study. When interacting with people, accord with the six harmonies. And when dealing with society, practice the six principles. Follow the lessons taught by universal worthy bodhisattva and dedicate one's mind to everlasting purity and brightness. These complete the purpose of the Buddha's teachings. Buddhism is an education, not a religion. According to Webster's Dictionary, the definition of religion is as follows, quote, an organized system of beliefs, rites, and celebrations centered on a supernatural being power. Belief pursued with devotion, end quote. Buddhism is not a religion because, first, the Buddha is not a supernatural being power. The Buddha is simply a person who has achieved complete understanding of the reality of life and the universe. Life refers to ourselves, and universe refers to our living environment. The Buddha taught that all beings possess the same ability within to reach complete understanding of themselves and their environment, and free themselves from all sufferings to attain utmost happiness. All beings can become Buddhas, and all beings and the Buddha are equal by nature. The Buddha is not a god, but a teacher, who teaches us the way to restore wisdom and understanding by conquering the greed, hatred, and ignorance which blind us at the present moment. The word Buddha is a Sanskrit word. When translated, it means wisdom, awareness, understanding. We call the founder of Buddhism Shakyamuni Buddha because he has attained complete understanding and wisdom of life and the universe. Buddhism is his education to us. It is his teaching which shines the way to Buddhahood. Second, Buddhism is not a religion because belief in the Buddha's teachings is not blind belief, blind faith, and far from superstition. Shakyamuni Buddha taught us not to blindly believe what he tells us. He wants us to try the teachings and prove them for ourselves. The Buddha wants us to know, not merely believe. The Buddha's teachings flow from his own experience of the way to understand the true face of life and the universe, and to show us a path of our own to taste the truth for ourselves. This is much like a good friend telling us of his trip to Europe, the sights he has seen, and the way to go there and see for ourselves. The Buddha uses a perfectly scientific way of showing us reality in its true form. Third, Buddhism is not a religion because all the rites and celebrations are not centered on a supernatural being, but rather the people attending the assemblies. The ceremonies and celebrations in Buddhism all serve an educational purpose, a reminder of the Buddha's teachings and encouragement to all students who practice them. For example, the Thousand Buddhas Repentance Ceremony, practiced during Chinese New Year, is to help the participants cultivate a humble heart and respect for others. The point of all ceremonies is to help others awaken from delusion and return to wisdom and understanding. Finally, Buddhism is not a religion because the devotion used in Buddhism is not one based on emotion, but one based on reason. Students of the Buddha are devoted to their practice of maintaining purity of mind, because this practice brings true happiness. We are devoted to help others and society attain complete understanding and wisdom. Only through complete understanding and wisdom can we realize our true selves and living environment. The Buddha's education is truly not a religion, but an education, teaching us the way to break through ignorance and arrive at a perfect understanding of ourselves and everything around us. Our goal is true happiness. The teachings of Venerable Master Jin Gong. Buddhism is an education, not a religion. We do not worship the Buddha. We respect him as a teacher. His teachings enable us to leave suffering and attain happiness. What does Buddha mean? Buddha means enlightenment, understanding. Complete understanding is when one realizes the truth about life and the universe. It is when one is apart from all delusions. Cultivation is practiced in our everyday life. We should not see it as something unusual. It is simply changing ourselves for the better. To keep our mind pure and at peace is like keeping a pond clean and undisturbed. When the water is clear and still, it can reflect the sky, sun, and trees just as they are without distortion. Our mind is the same. When we are polluted by greed, hatred, ignorance, and disturbed by discriminations and attachments, we distort our picture of reality and fail to see things as they are. Wrong perceptions of reality can prevent us from enjoying a clear and happy life. Learn to turn the light around, reflect upon yourself, and smooth your mind pond until it is still. Everything outside of ourselves is equal in themselves. The garbage does not feel it is unclean, and the flower does not know it is fragrant. There is no such thing as discrimination. We must let our mind be at peace, without attachments. This is true happiness. There is a lot of music in our society now which promotes violence, greed, and hatred. To maintain a peaceful mind, we should refrain from listening to these the best we can. Anyone who still harbors arrogance, a self, cannot receive the true teachings of the Buddha. What is purity? Purity is apart from defilement. Defilement is the greed, hatred, and stupidity present in our minds. Cultivation is cleansing these impurities from our hearts. Cultivation is not something unusual. It is part of our everyday life. Whenever we recognize and correct our faults, we are cultivating. How do we know when our cultivation has improved? The time comes when we begin to understand the sutras more deeply, when we can read between the lines and realize the true meaning of the Buddha's teachings. This is when our cultivation has improved. What goes around comes around. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. If we want world peace for ourselves and future generations, we should refrain from evil acts and cultivate kindness. To be mindful of the Buddha is to dwell in true wisdom. The ultimate goal to which all methods of cultivation lead is the complete pure and serene mind. It is our original nature, our Buddha nature. Success is reached only after overcoming great obstacles. The Buddha's teachings should be introduced as an education, not a religion, using spiritual penetrations and psychic abilities to attract people to believe in Buddhism is not the proper teaching and only serves to mislead others. We should not be afraid to see our faults and mistakes, because only then can they be corrected. People who fail to see their own mistakes will not be able to change for the better. A student of the Buddha does not just read Buddhist texts. He, she, studies them to reach a deeper understanding of life and the universe, and puts the teachings into practice in everyday life. Seeing another's fault is the greatest fault in itself. In putting the teachings into practice, the first thing we should cultivate is the pure heart. The pure heart is a mind without discrimination or attachments. We must also develop proper understanding by listening to explanations of the Buddha's teachings. We should treat all people with respect and sincerity. We must be responsible for our actions and careful when handling others' property. Be conservative with speech and actions to avoid harming others. Listen more, speak less. Filial piety and respect are the roots of good conduct. Be considerate and kind in your speech. To put down another person is only proving your own arrogance and lack of self-confidence to others. The root of people's sufferings and sickness is discrimination and attachment to unrealistic things. The Buddha's teachings tell us how to detach ourselves and not to discriminate. If we listen and practice according to the teachings, we will be at great ease in this world of confusion. The difference between the success and failure of cultivation lies in your learning attitude. Be humble, sincere, and respectful. Do not think you're on top of everything. To often criticize is not a good matter. We should try to see the good points in others. Practicing virtue is to keep a kind heart, speak kind words, and do kind acts to benefit others. We should cultivate a sincere heart, a pure heart, a serene heart, and a great compassionate heart. At a place of proper cultivation, the teacher guides the way and fellow students support each other along the way. We should cherish both equally. We must rely upon fellow cultivators to correct our faults. If we cannot accept criticism from others, we will never reach attainment in our cultivation. Learn to use time wisely. When dealing with people and matters, be clear of what you are going to do from beginning to end. Do not waste time dawdling around. If time is used wisely, there will be plenty of time left to practice diligence. When we live together at a place of proper cultivation, we must be mutually respectful as well as harmonious. The Buddha helps those who have affinity with him. The question of affinity rests in whether the person accepts the teachings or not. The Buddha's compassion and teachings extend over all living beings, just as the sun shines evenly over the great earth. Those who hide in the shade cannot receive the benefits of the sunshine, just as those who cover themselves in ignorance cannot benefit from the Buddha's teachings. We should truly believe there is heaven and hell. If we practice kind deeds, our future will be in heaven. If we commit evil acts, our future will be in hell. Do not be jealous of others. You only harm yourself in the process. Wisdom is a must if we truly wish to propagate the teachings and benefit living beings. Do not use emotions when helping others. Use wisdom and be reasonable. If we use emotions when dealing with people and matters, it often makes a good thing go bad. A wise mind is like a mirror, reflecting and perceiving everything clearly without distortion. A student of the Buddha should strictly abide by the laws of the nation, of society, and the moral codes, and discipline himself, herself, in the teachings of the Buddha. As our teacher, The Buddha himself took care of the old and sick, and was mindful and ever ready to help all beings in need. The Buddha's conduct showed unconditional compassion, setting a great example for us to follow. Life is short and fragile. Why not cultivate kindness instead of committing acts which cause harm to living beings? We should constantly be mindful of the people worried by afflictions and bring forth the heart to help them. Learn to tie good affinities with others and always be friendly. To help others is to help yourself. To respect others is to respect yourself. People who deceive others may someday still feel remorseful and can be saved from hell. But those who deceive themselves have no way of escaping at all. If people would sincerely accrue virtues and practice kind deeds, disasters and calamities can either be reduced or eliminated, depending upon the degree of sincerity and kind deeds practiced. The key to success is diligence. The different methods prescribed by the Buddha come from the different needs of living beings. The methods spring forth naturally from the pure, unwavering heart of the Buddha without the slightest difficulty. The Pure Land method of cultivation is the most difficult to believe and the easiest to practice. A cultivator can be compared to a worm eating its way out of a bamboo tree. When he practices other cultivation methods, he is like a worm eating his way up, taking a long time with tedious effort. If he practices the Pure Land method, it is like he is eating his way sideways through the bamboo. He will attain liberation in a short time with lighter effort. Initially, the Buddha teaches us how to be a good person and ultimately a completely understanding being, just like the Buddha. True virtue and proper conduct are necessary factors in cultivation. If one cannot practice what one preaches, then regardless of how much one knows, they all become useless at the end of his life. Peace of the world is based on peace in the family. Our goal in studying Buddhism and cultivation is to attain complete understanding of life and the universe. When helping others, we should think about benefiting the entire society or even the world instead of limiting our help to just the ones we love. Expanding the boundaries of our care for others makes our lives more meaningful, full of freedom and happiness. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas treat all living beings as they treat themselves. Unlike us, they do not discriminate between themselves and others. Their compassion is equal, and they do not ask for anything in return for their services. Disasters appear according to people's thoughts. If we want to turn the tide of destiny, we must first turn our thoughts toward kindness and compassion. We should be vegetarian, refrain from killing, and constantly be mindful of the Buddha's teachings. Worries arise from the mind. You are wise if you do not let things worry you. Nothing and no one can make you worry without your permission. Accord with the people around you. Do not let your personality get in the way of your relationships with other people. Do not worry yourself with worldly matters. Not only should we be modest when reciting the Buddha's name, we should be modest when doing anything. Our hearts find peace when we understand the law of cause and effect. What goes around comes around. We would cease to blame others for our own misfortunes because we would be aware of the fact that we brought it upon ourselves. When our heart is at peace, we develop concentration. And with concentration, wisdom comes forth. Wisdom is the key to changing our lives for the better, because only with wisdom can we see true reality. If we wish to bring peace to the world, we must start by changing our evil ways. World peace stems from inner peace. The ancients often taught of the way to reach attainment through a vase analogy. A conceited cultivator is like a vase filled to the rim with stagnant water, unable to receive a drop of the true teachings. A cultivator who still holds his own stubborn viewpoints is like an unwashed vase. Any true teachings given to him would instantly be defiled. A cultivator who accepts the teachings but does not put them into practice is like a vase with a hole in the bottom. Everything it receives just leaks right back out again. We should not be like the cultivators above, but should accept the teachings with a pure, humble heart and truly put them into practice. Only through this way are we really worth the teachings we hold. We must cleanse ourselves of greed, hatred, and ignorance. These three poisons are the root behind all our sufferings. True love is undiscriminating, unattaching, and unconditional. We should share this love with all beings. This is called compassion. Living the Buddha's teachings is to fill our lives with utmost wisdom and happiness. In Christianity, faith in God is foremost. In Buddhism, faith in oneself is foremost. We must learn to let go and not be too stubborn with our viewpoints. If this goal can be achieved, then we will be at great ease and live a happy, fulfilling life.